This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Earlier, we heard from State Representative Dan Swanson about the budget address that Governor Pritzker gave today. So now we'll get another perspective from State Senator Jill Tracy, who is on the line. Senator Tracy, thanks as always for your time.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Let me ask you first, before I ask about the budget, I know you were around the legislature around the time that Rod Blagojevich was governor. What do you make of his sentence being commuted and him being released from prison yesterday?
Well, I was disappointed, definitely. I agree with the president on many things, but I, as an Illinoisan, I think we understand that more than anyone, that our corruption problems really need to be stemmed. And I sat on the special impeachment committee and heard the things that had happened under that administration and what the governor had done. And so knowing that, I think that justice was ill-served yesterday by commuting the sentence. That being said, he had served 80% of his term. And I know some people in Chicago are saying, you know, you don't get 14 years for murder. But certainly it sends a wrong message, because we have so many pending indictments or legislators that are awaiting sentencing. There's at least two awaiting sentencing and one that's been indicted. And so we've got to make it clear that Illinois will not withstand we've got to stand up to corruption and stop it.
So you're saying that what happened yesterday may send the wrong message?
Absolutely.
I was so struck yesterday by Governor Blagojevich calling himself at one point a political prisoner. I mean, that seemed a little extreme to me.
Definitely. And that's Governor Blagojevich was always about a lot of drama. And certainly we've seen many political prisoners around the world, and he was not one.
Yeah. All right. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that real quickly. Let's move back on to the budget here. The governor, as I talked with Representative Swanson, talked about him being an optimist, but it sounds like that a good portion of his budget relies on something that may or may not happen come November.
Well, that's exactly right. He was definitely trying to sell his income tax raise, and it doesn't need to be done. Illinoisans are tired of seeing their taxes raised. They're tired of seeing Illinois have decent revenue growth, and then it's still not enough. It just never seems to be enough. We had an income tax increase under the Quinn administration. It was supposed to solve all of our troubles with our pensions being underfunded and get us on the right track. It didn't happen, and we ended up more in debt. We just saw the largest Illinois income tax hike 2 years ago, and it was going to solve everything, and it hasn't. And now the governor is relying on another major tax increase with the assumption that it will pass and that then he will have enough money to do everything. And even if you look at what money that would bring in and the talk of his new programs and what he was going to do, that sound wonderful, but somebody's got to pay for them, and it's going to be the Illinois taxpayer. So I want to work towards a balanced budget. We've delved into the details. He had asked his agencies through his deputy governor last year to make 6.5% cuts across the agencies. That would save $650 million. And then also our revenue growth is $850 million this year or upcoming year because of the national economy doing so well. And Illinois enjoyed some of that. And that could give us the funding we need for education. It could give us the funding we need for our pension payment, and you wouldn't have to raise taxes, and we'd be done, and we could pass a budget in a bipartisan fashion. But I don't believe my Republican colleagues are going to go for a budget based on another tax increase.
The governor spoke of the bipartisan nature of last year's budget being passed, although he called it balanced. I'm not sure that last year's was truly balanced, was it?
Well, you know, you can look at it many ways, and oftentimes Illinois budgets require a little shell game going, and it's all depending on some factors. They always, this year we didn't talk about selling the Thompson Center as we have in the last couple of budgets, but it's kind of like that. We always say, well, we're going to sell that Thompson building, and that'll be $300 million, and then it never gets done, And then so you have to beg, borrow from other accounts and the like. But that's just the same as this budget, saying it's dependent on another income tax increase. So we really want to work with the governor and get a budget that's good for Illinois, that funds our public education, our higher education, and funds the services that serve our most needy and are vulnerable. And we want to see the public pension payment made because it's the highest unfunded in the nation. So we want to be fiscally responsible, but we don't want another tax increase.
So in theory, some of what the governor proposed today in terms of funding pensions, replenishing some of the rainy day fund and things like that, it sounds like that they're good ideas in theory, except for the means by which you get there.
That's true. And then kind of troubling, a little thing left out there was in our booklets was, well, if I don't get this tax increase, I will have to make cuts. And the cuts would be in education, it would be in higher education, it would be in group health insurance for our public employees, it would be in Medicaid and health care, it would be in areas that have got to be our priorities to get done. And that was troubling, that you would have those named as, oh, these will be taken hostage if I don't get what I'm proposing. And that does not settle very well with us at all.
That said, I was just thinking of, you know, those words taken hostage being used. It kind of, frankly, almost sounds like some of the rhetoric that past administrations had used to try to get things done.
Oh, we've seen things held hostage, the things most dear and the things that should be a priority. And that is the gamemanship that I don't care to play, but I will do everything I can do to make sure that our education is funded. We've seen great success with the evidence-based funding. That requires another $350 million put in education. And as I said, I can see a plan that would have money for those things without a tax increase. And, you know, our higher education needs to be funded. We need to work on getting students in, back to Illinois to go to college here and universities. So there's a path to better fiscal health. And as I say, it doesn't include a tax increase. We can get there.
Are there areas that you see maybe where there are increases in spending that maybe need further cuts? Or do you see any sort of maybe cuts needing to be made in this budget?
Oh, well, I mean, there was new programs introduced.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the idea that free college education or community college education for families under $45,000. How do you quantify that? I mean, that's extra spending. It's a good, you know, it sounds great. We have funding available for families that need it, and we'll continue to do that. But just saying we're going to make it free without a quantification of what is it going to cost Illinoisans across the board in taxes. And then U of I providing free tuition to families who make less than $67,000. There again, somebody's going to pay for that, and it sounds great. I mean, we've got to help our students go to college without high loans, and we can do that with some of the mechanisms we have in place. But just offering that out there as free stuff, there, you know, as we know, there's nothing free. Somebody's going to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
I was invited to an event tonight that is sponsored by one of our universities, and I chose not to go because that money is coming from somebody, and it's Illinoisan taxpayers. And I just think it's time to really get to the heart of who pays for these things, and for people to better understand that we all pay for it. And I think most Illinoisans get it, and they want to stop. They want services. They want good public education. They want good roads and bridges and safe transportation. But they recognize that if we keep creating programs that can't be funded properly, that it falls on them and our state is hurt in the meantime.
I'm almost out of time, but the one area that seems like has been getting a lot of attention lately that the governor touched on toward the end of his speech was DCFS. And there are some again, proposals for increased funding there and more training and things like that. Your thoughts on that part of it?
Well, I agree. I support that. That system is broken. And when I talk about the most vulnerable, that's children that are placed in DCFS, and we have to make them safe, and we have failed. And there again, in the proposals I outlined, we could fund that along with a public education component and still come out okay. And that I'm okay with. You know, it's that, like I say, that is the most vulnerable. And resources, money resources aren't necessarily all that it gets to. But if we restructure and retrain and the like, and I've met with the director of DCFS, and he has worked at DCFS and then in the private sector with children. Mm-hmm. And so I think he is really going to try to get the tools and resources to the frontline DCFS workers so that they can better handle their caseload.
All right. On that note, we're out of time. State Senator Jill Tracy, thank you so much once again. I would have loved to have been there today, but, you know, sometimes my help is needed here.
You can't be everywhere, and thank you so much for all you do to get the word out.
You can listen to the governor's budget address and our conversations with State Representative Dan Swanson and State Senator Jill Tracy, all on the On Air Conversations page of WGIL.com. Kim Komando and sports are next on WGIL.